Good evening. Welcome to Vespers. My name is Nancy Winder. I'm the pastor in the village. For Vespers tonight, you should all have a copy of this half sheet. If you didn't pick one up, there's some on the tables at the entries at both sides of the village center. And you may have gotten a rock, too. All will be explained. And So Vespers tonight is from the minors and junior minors organized by Chris Sharon of the teaching staff. How's that? Does that work?
I want to say a special thank you to the minors and junior minors for jumping in to this plan, leading our worship tonight, and especially to Martha, who's an honorary junior minor tonight, and Isaiah, who are playing on oboe, and to Abby, Susan, Anna, Laura, and Greta, who have special leadership roles, and to all the minors and junior minors, thanks for your leadership tonight.
After he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethage and Bethany at the place called Mount Olives, he sent two disciples, saying, Into the village where ahead you and you enter, it, you will find it tied up there as a colt has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you doing it, just say, the Lord needs it. So those who were sent departed and found it had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, why are you untying the colt? They said, "The Lord needs it." Then they brought it to Jesus. And after they were throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it, spreading their cloaks on the road. As he saw, now approaching the path down from Mount Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for the deeds of power that they all seen, saying, "Bless the King who comes in the name of Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." Some of the prairie in the crowd said to him, "Teach, order your disciples." He answered, "I tell you, if they were silent, the stones would shout out, 'Word of the God, word of life.'"
Thanks be to God.
O God, you have come in glory of creation, but we have been quiet, using it for our pleasure, following the Gulf of Mexico through our addiction to oil, and even threatening life on this planet. Yet these keep quiet, even the stones will cry out.
You, O God, have come in the glory of human bodies, but we have been quiet, idolizing certain colors and sizes of people, idolizing healthy people over the sick, and young people over the old. Yet if these keep quiet, even the stones will cry out.
You, O God, have come in the glory of human society, but we have been quiet, making enemies of those who are different, jailing them, going to war against them, torturing and even killing them in the name of our security. Yet if these keep quiet, even the stones will cry out.
You, O God, have come in the glory of the human soul, each restless until it rests in you. But we have been quiet, running away from you, ignoring your mercy and love. Yet if these keep quiet, even the stones will cry out.
you would all take the separate sheet that you have, even the stones will cry out. Holden Village is blessed with many instruments, and it seemed appropriate that this evening a number of the village who play acoustic guitar would join us for this final number. Please realize that you sing three verses on one side and then turn over for the fourth verse on the other. Guitars, please. Thank you.
Go in peace.